Earth and Sky.
Human embryonic stem cell lines are cultures of human cells. Many scientists believe in their potential to cure diseases and repair human tissues. Beginning in 2001, President Bush limited federal funding for stem cell research to only those few cell lines approved by him.
The cell lines that Bush had approved are really not very good. And so the people who have been able to work on them with federal funding, they've been inhibited by the fact that they weren't dealing with the best cells that they should have been.
That's MIT professor Richard Hines, who in 2005 helped the U.S. National Academy of Sciences create guidelines for stem cell use. He's speaking about President Barack Obama's 2009 move to lift Bush's limits on stem cell research.
They'll now be able to do that, to work on all these multiple cell lines that are out there and will be approved. And it will make available more funding for more people.
Bush had approved 21 already existing stem cell lines. In 2009, the National Institutes of Health is considering the use of about 700 new cell lines, Hines said.
Those lines can be made available to anybody who requests them. In many cases, scientists will make lines available to other people so that everybody can use the best materials. And that's what will be possible now.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.